So what does it all mean? It all means simply one thing. The meaning is that being manifests by becoming. And that birth and death and pleasure and pain and night and day and up and down and on and off and the cycles of the seasons are just the cycles of being and becoming. This universe would be dead. It would be static. It would be rhythmless, undancing, and mummified if it wasn't for this play of Veda, pure knowledge, becoming Vishwa, the universe, the eternal dance of creation. And this is the eternal dance of creation. The ultimate ground of this eternal dance is my essential being itself. My being is the field. As the poet Rumi has said in one of his most eloquent lines, out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. This field is beyond all concepts, beyond all ideas, beyond all imaginings, because it cannot be in the realm of thought. Again, Rumi very tantalizingly says in one of his most memorable lines, he says, when I die, I shall soar with angels. And when I die to the angels, what I shall become, you cannot imagine. What I shall become, you cannot imagine. But you can be. Because in that gap that we were talking about, in that gap between our thoughts, is a light and a love. If we can stay in that, be in that, be in love, then we will become love, which is the ultimate nature of reality. And this love has the ability not only to change ourselves, but transform the whole world. Tagore says it more eloquently than I can ever express it. He says, what is this light that dances at the center of my life? This golden light that dances upon the leaves, these idle clouds sailing across the sky, this passing breeze leaving its coolness upon my forehead. The sky opens, the wind runs wild, laughter passes over the earth. Butterflies spread their sails in the sea of light. Lilies and jasmines surge upon the crest of the waves of light. The light is shattered into gold on every cloud, and it scatters gems in profusion. Mirth and laughter spread from leaf to leaf, and there is gladness without measure. Heaven's river has devoured its banks, and the flood of joy is abroad. This flood of joy must indeed be love, for love is the only reality. And it is not a mere sentiment, it is the ultimate truth that lies at the heart of all creation.